You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
And I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I
smell
it.
What's going on, peeps? This your man, Big B. I'm rocking out here solo tonight. Sort of a little something special. Just to let me first and foremost sort of bring you guys up on what's going on. Everything with IDS and IDS crew is cool. Just like we told you before, we've had a 6-year almost uninterrupted run, and just like most podcasts, we've hit a couple bumps in the road when it comes to scheduling and things of the sort. So don't you fret. Now, I'm in the studio by myself today, so things may not run as smoothly as possible because I'm actually doing three people's jobs today. But we have I have an interesting show to bring to you today. Just having a little fun, just sort of on a topic. On a topic that, how can I say? A topic that I just want to talk about that's near and dear to my heart. But anyway, like I said, the crew will be back together to do what we do shortly. Queen has been traveling the globe. I've been traveling the globe. Doc and Dammit have just been extremely busy at work, so it's just been a little bit tough to sort of get the schedules together, and we just rather than give you less than what we do, we just rather take this moment to handle our business and come back as a unit like we do as always. So I want to get into the reason why I felt compelled to sort of just come to you guys today. And solo. As you guys know, we're not a sports show at all. That's just first and foremost. Y'all know that. We'll dibble and dabble in some sports. Doc will fuck up some sports, pop culture news, or whatever. But that's pretty much all we do. Unless it has something to do with, something a little bit more serious in life. We usually don't really get into the sports too much. But I had a little free time that opened up in my schedule. And I don't have the crew in here to get on my back about, we don't want to talk about sports. So I'm taking this moment to talk about what's on my mind. As you all know, I'm in the DMV. Born and raised Washington, D.C. And I live in the DMV. And our team, whether you know it or not, is the Washington Redskins. And You all know I love my skins to the utmost. And being in the DMV and it being such a transient city, you know, we got to put up with a lot of out-of-towners and them bringing their love for their teams. And, you know, me personally, I don't have a problem with that. I think it's sort of great. As you all know, it's been well documented that my problem is the mindless sheep that are from here that latch on to other teams because they have no loyalty to their area. It's so funny to me, right, that I see all these smoked out, drugged out Cowboy fans down here that will shoot their friends and their cousins over the street they live on. But yeah, you're going to go 1,500 miles away to rep another football team and call that I'm Dallas Cowboy to my heart. Well, nigga, your heart must be shit. You'll shoot a nigga a block over that's on your soil, but you'll rep something 1,500 miles away that really doesn't want you. But I'm not going to get on that soapbox. Today, I want to talk to you about something that's been going on in the news concerning my beloved Washington Redskins. And I'll first bring you sort of up to speed with what's been going on. So this year, my Redskins, which are the defending NFC East champions, we got off to a horrible start. Pittsburgh Steelers came in and really just drug us up and down the field. And it was bad. We followed that up by laying another egg and losing to the Dallas Cowboys, who at the time just were not a good team. They didn't have their stuff together, but unfortunately we didn't have our stuff together even more. So, you know, we handed them a victory. There's no other way to slice that cake. It just is what it is. You know, they've improved. They've gone on a bit of a roll since then. Just as we've gone on a bit of a roll since then. And we've won four straight games. And this past week, we played the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, before I go any further, I want to say this. I reached out to two Philadelphia Eagles fans. One born and raised in the mean streets of Philadelphia. I think it's North Philly. And you all know him as 15WA. I reached out to him to sit in on this show with me. I even said, hey, you don't even have to come to the studio. We can do this via phone because it's just me and you. He declined. He declined because, well, like most Philly fans do, they pump their chest up when things are great, but they become easily deflated. I then reached out to one of our one of our listeners and family, Kmart. All of a sudden, Kmart's phone broke. I don't know what's going on there. He ain't answering on Facebook. He ain't answering his personal phone. But Kmart can send me a text at 4 o'clock in the morning to ask me the most random question about podcasting or how to bake a cake or something. But being that we drug his Eagles all over the place, he's not available to talk. Now, I'm going to monitor my phone while we are recording just to see if, you know, maybe he might pop in. You know, maybe he might, you know, maybe he might not have gotten the message. It's amazing, though, how I'm being sent to voicemail. So anyway, I have no one to speak on behalf of the Philadelphia Eagles. That's fine, because I'm not here to bash them. I'm here to take up a bigger issue. So, first and foremost, you know, I've been, I like to have a little bit of fun with 15WA, because he's from Philly. He's an original. And I told him, you know, they jumped out the box this season, 3-0. And he was really pumping his chest. He tried to do it quietly, but I watched him. I watched his posts on Facebook and everything. And he really pumped his chest up. And I said, B, I said, you guys are doing good right now, but just be careful. Don't get too chesty. Because you know what your team does. Oh, nah. You know, nah, we good. Don't worry about that. We good. You just worry about your team. We good over here. You know, I have to do impersonations of these people because they don't want to be on the show. But that was your man 15WA. Telling me stay in my lane. Worry about my team that was at the time was 0-2 and his team was 2-0 and he was on top of the world and you couldn't tell him nothing. It's cute. But I told B, I said, you know what, B? You know me. I do everything through music. Music is my world. And I said, I'm going to dedicate a song to your team. So the week before, we played the Eagles. They played Detroit. They 3-0. They on top of the world. They're coming off of a bye. Nothing can stop them. They all the way up. Well, there's a problem with being all the way up. And I said, B, I told him before that game, I said, B, I'm going to dedicate a song to you after y'all play the Lions. And this was the song that I was going to dedicate to my man, 15WA. That's right, Stevie Wonder, Rocket Love. You took me riding in your rocket, gave me a stop, and then a half a mile from heaven, and you dropped me back down to this cold, cold world. That is the sentiments felt by Philadelphia Eagles fans, both authenticated fans and fans that just wanted to hop on along the way. That's what they feel. So close once again, but yet so far. We're having a dream season, but no. Come back down to reality. Come back down to who you are. I explained to him, you guys got off to a good start. It's almost like Chip Kelly's first year. You see, you catch people on the hills. You catch people sort of peeking and wondering. They don't have any game film on your new quarterback. They don't have any game film on some of your new receivers. They don't have any game film on your new coach. So you catch people on their heels a little bit, wondering what's coming, and you're able to sneak out victories. Well, congratulations for sneaking out victories. But unfortunately, that catches up to you. People, once you have 1, 2, 3 weeks worth of film out there, people have things to study now. They see your tendencies. They see your habits. Now we can game plan against you. So B shook it off. B was adamant. Oh, it was just a fluke. Next week, we play Washington. We gonna kick your ass and do-do-do and blip, blip, blah, blah, blue, blue, blue. I said, B, you got a rookie quarterback. You pretty much have a rookie team. You got a bunch of your team is on Rikers Island locked up for drug suspensions. You're not there yet. Let it rock out for a few years. I see a good blueprint for a disciplined squad. I see a good blueprint for an aggressive squad, but you don't have it yet. Stop beating your chest. But he wanted to beat his chest more as it led up to the game against Washington. And I said, B, I'm not going to argue with you. I said, but I promise you, at the end of next week's game, I'll have a new song, not only for you, but I'll have a new song for all Philadelphia Eagle Nation. Philadelphia Eagles Nation, enjoy your free fall. Because that's where you are. You're in a tailspin. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to turn. You don't know who to blame. Do you blame your rookie sensation quarterback? Do you blame your new head coach? Do you blame the fans? Blame the popcorn man. Who are you going to blame? You're running out of answers. Someone come to the rescue of the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, someone did come to the rescue of the Philadelphia Eagles. But unfortunately, this guy, a guy that I personally like. You see, the bad thing about bullies is usually you pick on shit, or you take shit out of character, out of context, and you run with something that's unfounded, unprecedented. But that's fine. So in case you guys don't know, Stephen A. Smith, Mr. Philadelphia himself, he took a moment to, I guess, get his panties all twisted up about the fact that the Redskins drug the Eagles up and down the field. Now, let me say this before I get too far into that. The way I do things, and the way a lot of people do things, is until you dethrone the previous champion, they are defending champions. I don't think there's much argument with that. There are a couple losers out there. There are a couple weak-minded folks that feel, oh no, it's a new season, it's anybody's game. Well, yeah, that's part two. But part one is, there's a defending champion. And until that champion is no longer champion anymore, well, they're a champion. It's just the plain, hard facts, people. It's not shit that I make up. It's just life. Deal with it. So, for those of you that don't know, the Washington Redskins are defending champions of the NFC East. We won it. Plain and simple. Now, you can come with your bullshit reasons on why and how we won and, you know, all the things of the sort. Oh, you guys had a weak division, that's why you won it. Well, guess what? If our division is weak, there's three other teams in it. Why didn't they win it? You see, we don't make the schedule. We play the schedule that's given to us. And the outcome of us playing the schedule that the NFL gave to us last year was that we were the champions of the division. That's just it, boys and girls. That's the whole story. There's no more to it. So if you don't like it, I mean, half of you motherfuckers hop teams anyway. So hop to the AFC and party out with them. Get it in with them. Do things with them. But the NFC East defending champions as of this moment right now, October 19th, 2016, is your Washington Redskins. So until someone dethrones us, and there's a new NFC East champion, I don't want to hear about it. At all. I don't want to hear about it. That's just bottom line, big picture. Until someone dethrones us, we are your NFC champions. Suck on it and like it. Now, am I saying that the goal of the NFL is to win division championships? No. A division championship to me is just collateral damage on the way to winning the Super Bowl. We weren't good enough last year to get through the playoffs and win the Super Bowl. We lost in the first round of the playoffs. Played a horrible, horrible game, and we lost. And that's fine. I recognize that. But that doesn't take away the fact that we are the NFC's champions. And let's stay on that point right there, because I'm not arguing that we're the best team in the NFL. I'm not arguing that we're Super Bowl champions. Everyone knows that's the Denver Broncos. But let's stay in the NFC East for a while. And let's talk about Mr. Stephen A. Smith. You see, there's been a lot of talk on sports radio, sports NFL TV, whatever, talking about the NFC and how, you know, the Cowboys are running away with it, the Eagles are running away with it, blah, 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 da, da, da. And that's cool. At the time when these people were talking, yeah, those teams had better records than the Redskins and the Giants. But the same people that would tell you that the NFL is a week-to-week league failed to overlook that fact. And they anointed the Eagles early NFC's champions. They anoint now that the Eagles are in a free fall, they anoint the Cowboys as early NFC's champs. There's only one problem, guys. You got to play the game. Can't get around it. So as the players, Redskins, were walking to the locker room, the media were saying different things to them as they walked past. And you just got finished playing a hell of a game. You pumped up, you fired up, you've been in the midst of the battle. And you got this little scrawny piece of shit dude that probably never even played intramurals in college or pick up football in the street as a kid because his mama didn't want him skinning his knee. So, you know, you get your feelings and you clap back. So that's what happened. These players, Baker and Ricky John Francois, responded to some comments about the NFC East. And he reminded the people, the reporters that were in that hallway, that the Redskins are defending champions. Don't forget that. That was their response. And any one of you that has anyone come in their face to tell them about their business when you're currently the defending champion, no, you would have responded in kind. So what I want to do is, it's a little lengthy, but I want to play to you. For those of you who just haven't got a chance to hear this, I want to play for you Mr. Stephen A. Smith. And I want you to hear what he has to say about that. They're going to play the clip of the two Redskins that were named walking off the field. And then old Stephen A. is going to go into his Stephen A. routine. So sit tight, check this out, and I'll be right back on the other side.
Before I answer that question, let me look into the camera at those Redskins players out there. Bravo! Bravo! You're the champions of the NFC East. Wow! What? I'm so touched. I mean, can we stop and throw a party in the nation's capital? You are the champions of the NFC East. I'm so touched. Where's the tissue at? Look, let me wipe my tears away, Max, because, I mean, this is just so touching. I can't believe, I mean, I'm getting emotional right now. The Washington Redskins are the champions of the NFC East. By the way, a division where they were the only team above 500, and you want a cookie. You're going to literally walk through a locker room, you know, through the hallways, en route to your locker room, bragging about the fact that you're there. We're the real champions of the NFC East. What do you want, a cookie? No wonder y'all are losers. See, this is the kind of stuff that we're talking about here. That makes no sense. Makes no sense, and I'm not calling them losers because of their record, because they're the reigning NFC East champions. I'm not calling them losers because they're not losing this year. They're 4-2. I'm talking about a loser's mentality. You have been inept. You have been non-existent. existed. When's the last time you've won a Super Bowl? We talk a lot about the Dallas Cowboys. When's the last time the Redskins have been relevant in the championship equation of things? And then you walk around after beating the Philadelphia Eagles. What a rookie quarterback, by the way, because no matter how well Carson Wentz has looked, he's still a rookie. But you walk around, and because you beat a rookie with Jordan Matthews, devoid of much of a running game, with Doug Peterson not using Darren Sproles as much as he should, with a defense that's just relieved that Chip Kelly isn't their coach anymore, you beat them in the nation's capital on your home turf, 27-20, and you want to celebrate like you're champions of something. This is why the Redskins are not winning, because of an attitude that's asinine like that. Could you do something, please? And oh, by the way, had the temerity, the unmitigated gall, to sit up there and bloviate about this stuff, and you ain't even in first place. You a game behind a team you've already lost to this year, which would happen to be the Dallas Cowboys, who also has a rookie running back and a rookie quarterback, and they beat you. And you going to sit up here because you beat the Philadelphia Eagles? You running the NFC East? Shut the hell up. Just stop it. Nobody wants to hear that from the Redskins. I'm sorry. I know you just won the game. You're excited, you know, and all of this other stuff. Nobody wants to hear it. The bottom line is you got a season to produce, and you should be competing for a championship if you were really that damn good. By the way, the Redskins ranked 28th against the run. I just thought I'd throw that out because the team that you happen to lose to happens to be a dude that's not only in line for Rookie of the Year, but is a league MVP candidate who also happens to be in your division, who already beat you. But you talking. These are the Redskins. That's their damn problem.
Oh, Steven. Steven with your crocodile. Let me tell you something about Stephen A. Smith, in case you guys don't know his act. When Stephen A. Smith doesn't have shit to talk about, or when his shit stinks, he gets loud. He screams. That's his whole thing. That's his whole act in a fucking nutshell. Let me tell you something. You want to talk about a team that hasn't done it? Listen, we understand. Real Redskins fans understand that we have dealt with a team, with an organization that has been inept. We understand that our management from ownership down, our administration has been horrible, which has led to horrible drafting of players, which has led to horrible hiring of coaches, which has just trickled down. So we understand. We haven't done anything since 1991. Hey, Steven, when's the last time the team that you're fucking bitching about and crying for, when's the last time they've done anything? Let me tell you something. If the fucking NFL was the National Horseshoe League, fucking Eagles would be perennial champions, because you guys are the fucking queens of getting the closest. That's all you fucking do. That's all you've done is get close. Get close. Now, ladies, I'm sorry for what I'm about to say, but the men out there can understand this. Fellas, you don't buy your boy a cold beer for getting close to some pussy. Nah, bruh. You get a cold beer for getting that pussy. You see what I'm saying? You see, as guys, as boys, we didn't run outside and tell the rest of our friends, yo, I got close to so-and-so's pussy. No. We came out there and said, yo, I got that pussy, smell my finger. You see what I'm saying? So you fucking Philadelphia Eagle crying ass motherfuckers and ain't one shit. Oh my God, you gotta be fucking kidding me. So anyway, Steven went on, and I'm not gonna hold you guys much longer. It's been 30 minutes already. This probably should have been a ride with me, but you know, I knew there was going to be some people that didn't get a chance to hear everything that's been going on and want to know, what the hell is Big B bitching about? Who wants to talk about sports anyway? I could dig it. I had to do it in the studio. I had to make it everything so I can play you the little clips and everything, and you know, whatever. So anyway, so Steven, see, Steven, let me tell you what happens when bullies get punched in the mouth. They back down off of their stance, you see. And I want you to listen to this next clip, because the next day, Stephen A. Smith went and called out, would continue to call out the Redskins. And in doing so, they called out a couple of former Washington Redskins players that were on the championship Super Bowl team, and called them out because they now host the local radio show. And let me tell you about the two people that they called out, Rick Doc Walker and Brian Mitchell. See, these guys here are no-nonsense dudes. You see, they're going to pump the Redskins up when it needs to be pumped up. And they're going to rip the Redskins when they need to be ripped. They have no problem. They have no cut cards. They deal directly with those people. You see what I'm saying? And that's just the truth to it. So, Stephen A. wants to go after these former Redskins Super Bowl winners. And they want to come on their radio show. He wants to come on their radio show to back his point, as he says. So I'm going to play this next clip, and I want you to listen closely, because Stephen, and I want you to hear the moment when Stephen A. Smith's ego gets kicked in the fucking teeth, and he starts to play, the Michael Jackson dancing machine music starts to play, and he starts to backpedal on his point. You see, I want you guys to listen to that point. We've all seen that punk in our neighborhood that wants to be rough and tough or whatever. But when somebody stands up to him and punches him in the mouth, he says, "Man, I was just playing." Y'all heard that punk before, haven't you? Some of you work with that punk right now. That very punk is some of y'all bosses. Some of y'all supervisors. "Man, I was just playing." As soon as they lose the upper hand, "Man, why'd he get all mad? I was just playing." I want you guys to listen to this clip so you can hear when Stephen A. Smith's teeth get kicked the fuck in and he was just playing.
"What's going on, my man? How y'all doing?"
"Good.
What's up?
You living large."
Baker and the company are still in the field this afternoon practicing. No truth to the rumor.
Trust me, he ain't coming on. He know better.
Well, what started this whole thing was obviously they made comments coming off the field. What got under your skin so much about it that made you make the comment you made on TV the other day?
Well, you know, my thing is you making such a big deal about, you know, you the kings of the NFC East. You ain't been to a damn Super Bowl since 1991. I don't want to hear that. You know, you got a lot of talent on the squad.
Hey, fuck boy, we are the kings of the NFC East. Until someone dethroned us. Oh, and by the way, yeah, we haven't been to the Super Bowl since 91. When the fuck have the Eagles been to the Super Bowl?
Squad, there's no doubt about it. Should be very proud of the fact that you're 12-2. But first of all, if you're going to be the Kings, at least have the decency to be in first place. You ain't in first place. You know why? Because you lost to the first place team.
Sounds like crocodile tears to me, because you were in first place, and now you're in third place. You see, let me tell you something. We're in second place. But if Dallas would have lost to Green Bay, we would have been tied for first place, sir. And I know you sat there with your fucking asshole clenched up, praying that Dallas beat Green Bay so we wouldn't be in first place. Because then, guess what? You wouldn't have any fucking thing to say. Your whole stick would have been out the goddamn window. I'm going to try not to interrupt this no more, y'all. I'll let y'all listen.
Which were the Dallas Cowboys that came into your house and beat you. So you're the NFC East champion, all right, who went to the playoffs and stunk up the joint against Green Bay. You follow up this season with two losses on your home turf to open the season. Then you win four straight. You deserve a lot of credit, but still ain't in first place. And you're not in first place because of the team that you lost to, which happens to be in first place. And even if you were in first place, you're too talented for that to be the goal. Now, it's all in fun because it's like luck. That's how I feel. I'm not faking it. I'm not lying it because that's not how I roll. But at the same time, you know, it's not the end of the world or anything. I know the Redskins are talented, and I personally like Chris Baker. I mean, he's married. He's got a wonderful, wonderful wife who used to work at ESPN that's dear friends with all of us. Believe it or not, I actually forgot that he was married to who he's married to, and I was reminded of it this morning. I said, oh, Lord, and I started laughing because his wife, his lovely wife, Jamila, she's a wonderful, wonderful person, and I know Chris Baker's a really good guy, too. But my point was, look, man, y'all too talented for all of that. 4-2 is nice, but you're still in second place. You ain't been to a Super Bowl since 1991. I haven't won a Super Bowl since 1991. You bragging about beating the Eagles and a rookie quarterback. Wasn't that what you were supposed to do? I guess that's how I was looking at it.
But what makes you think that that's their only goal, though?
Well, again, to me, it's almost the equivalent of getting to the end zone and acting like you've been there before, as they say. You know, it's like, so what, you're 4-2? What you busy bloviating about the fact that, you know what, we the kings of the NFC East and all of this other stuff. I'm saying you seem satisfied. And to me, there's nothing that should be satisfied right now when you're the Washington Redskins. You got to get it done. Pierre Garçon, Deshaun Jackson, in the last year of their deal, looking to make big things happen. Kirk Cousins betting on himself with a $19.95 million franchise tag, betting on himself. He's trying to make it happen. This defense with Kerrigan and the crew, hopefully they can make it happen. You have the talent to think about far more than the NFC East. And that's just the way I approached it. That's how I felt. So I said what I said.
Now I understand you, and for those that don't know, not only about your hoops, but you were with the Inquirer. You've done NFL. You've done pro football for many, many years. And there's no Eagles carryover to this, right, of them getting clipped. Because when I first heard about it, I said, well, did Steven lose a bet? Did he bet on the Birds? I know he didn't take the Birds down here.
Not at all.
All right, I just want to know.
All,
okay,
man.
Okay.
I'm just watching the games. I mean, if I did, I'd tell you. First of all, I really don't bet. Only time I bet is when I'm playing blackjack, and that's only when I go to the casino, which is like once every 5 years. I mean, that's not my style. But even if I was going to bet, it damn sure wouldn't be on the Eagles. Why would I do that?
Now, I mean, this...
You would do that because that's your fucking team. That's why. You see, don't hide the fact that you're a closet Eagles fan. I mean, I understand that most people that are Eagles fans should be in the fucking closet one way or another. But don't hide the fact that you're a closet Eagles fan, sir. We know you're from Philly. We know that's your team. And God, do we know that if they would have beat the Redskins, you probably would have busted off in your slacks. But they didn't. They lost to the Redskins. They lost to the NFC East contending champions. Suck on it and like it, dude.
These guys are coming off the field. It's a game. I mean, we've been crushing this defense, Steven, here for like 5-6 weeks, right? And they had a decent, they had a good game in Baltimore, had a better game this week, keeping the Eagles out of the end zone. So, I mean, to me, it was just a natural reaction off of that game. I don't think it was a big picture comment by those guys because they've been hearing so much stuff about the Eagles. I don't think they had any clue what the standings looked like.
Hey, guys, it's not a big deal. I said what I said, and I meant it, but it's not a big deal. It's not like Chris Baker sat up there and ran around the stadium like they had just won a championship or something. I saw something that I wasn't feeling. We're in this business where we give commentary on whatever's on our mind. At that particular moment, that was on my mind. I said what I said. I still stand by it. I still meant every word of it. You are the NFC East champions. I gave you a round of applause. You happy with that? I wouldn't be. Not with the talent they have. That's all I'm saying. It's not the end of the world. I didn't lose any sleep over it last night. I damn sure ain't going to lose any sleep over it tonight. I don't think Chris Baker is either.
I think that's the main thing, though. I think, you know, you say that they're bloviating, but I think what many people feel is that's what you were doing because you made a small thing a big thing. Because what they did
Let me chime in there. Well, then you've been bloviating every day. And so has every radio show.
Man, but the thing about it, that's what you do. You do that, and then guys will answer you to it. I mean, the whole thing about it is that was an after a game type thing, what people do all the time. I didn't think, like, when I heard it, I didn't think anything that they were basically saying, that's our goal, we the end. They felt good about a win. Hell, what is this? I mean, nobody can have fun anymore in sports. It sounds stupid to me.
Well, wait, whoa, it sounds stupid to you. You're entitled to your opinion.
Oh, I am.
And I'm entitled to mine.
Oh, I am.
And I meant what I said.
You can mean it, but I'm saying, but you meaning it, does that make you right? Just because you can mean what you say doesn't make you right, though.
Hold on. Did you call me on this show to debate me?
No, I'm calling you on, they called you. I didn't call.
In case you missed it, there was the smack in the face. There was the smack in the face. Did you hear the stutter? What did you call me on this show?
I didn't call you. They called you. I didn't call you. But what I'm saying is, you have an opinion. I have an opinion, and I happen to disagree with your opinion.
Time out. Here's what I'm saying. But how long is your show?
Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a hint in Smack Talk 101. When someone says time out, they're regrouping. They're backpedaling. They're up against the ropes. They're like, wait a minute. My trainer didn't train me for a left hook. He only told me about the uppercut. He didn't tell me this dude had a mean left hook, and you just got tagged, and you against the rope, and you're like, time out. Wait a minute. Hold on. Back to the show.
3 hours.
3 hours, right?
Yeah.
So you got 2 hours after this to say all the hell you want to say.
No, I don't. I'm going to be off in 39 minutes. I'll be off. But you don't tell me when I can talk and when I can't talk. That's the difference.
What I'm saying to you, hold it.
That's
you
the difference.
You invited me on the show.
I didn't invite you. No, Darren. Well, I would have never called your ass today, to be honest with you.
Lesson number two in smack talking, ladies and gentlemen. Right after a timeout, if it's followed up by a hold up, that means this nigga just knocked my mouthpiece out my mouth. I'm on my hands and knees crawling around trying to find it. I just want you to stay tuned because sooner or later you're going to hear Michael Jackson's Dancing Machine come on.
All right, well then don't talk to me then.
Okay, well I'm going to talk if you're on this show though. That's the difference between who you talk to. I didn't invite you. Steven, I didn't invite you, dude. I didn't invite you. Jackson to call you. I didn't give a damn to call you.
I'm asking you to let me speak since you have me on the show.
But I'm saying, you said something I disagreed with.
Because I'm saying, I don't care. I understand that. But at least let me explain. What I'm saying to you is that it's not the end of the world. I had an opinion. That's it. I believe that the Redskins are...
Lesson number three, boys and girls, in Smack Talking 101. When you no longer have a valid point or the bullshit that you spew has been exposed, you have to now take the conversation somewhere where people can't touch it. I.e., that's just what I felt, or that was just my opinion. Because, see, that's that safe zone. That's like back in the day when we used to play tag, and when you got on base, you can't tag me because I'm on base. And then you always had that one punk sucker that had the moving base. Like, I can't make it to the base that we all established as a group. But I'm going to say right now, this tree is base because I can't outrun the motherfucker getting ready to tag me. So, nah, this base too. Stephen A's been punched in the face, y'all. His mouthpiece is on the ground. He's on his hands and knees trying to pick up his mouthpiece with boxing gloves on. He can't quite do it. He's grasping for straws.
On two towns. talented to be satisfied with an NFC East crown. I thought they came across as being satisfied with an NFC East crown.
Lesson number four, boys and girls, in Smack Talk 101. When you hear someone now change their position, see, if you go back and just rewind a little bit to when this last clip started playing. Stephen A. emphatically said that the Redskins were just in it for an NFC's championship. Now it's, I thought. That's just what I thought. See, that's that safe zone. New base, these bushes over here. That's the new base. I thought, I feel, my opinion. Watch out for those words, people.
That's it.
But that was an assumption, though. That was an assumption.
Of course it is.
Okay.
Of course it is.
So you thought, and to make it into how you did off an assumption.
Who doesn't know that? Who doesn't know that it's an assumption?
Most people that listen to shows don't know that.
Well, here's the other thing, though. But, Steven.
Let me explain Brian's point real quick in case you guys are missing it. You see, Steven now is trying to backtrack what he's saying and saying, this is just my opinion. These are just my thoughts. But when he presented them on ESPN, you see, the average person looks to ESPN and NFL Network talking heads as, these guys know what they're talking about. So if they say it, it must be fact. If they say it, this must be the truth. This must really be going on. No, my people. See, ESPN got in bed with an ugly, 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 ugly monster called opinion. And see, they paid Stephen A. Smith a lot of money to spew his opinions because it's cute, it's funny, it's provoking. You see what I'm saying? That's what they do. And, so, anyway, let's get back to the clip.
How would it be anything other than an assumption if I'm reacting to what I saw the man saying coming off the field? What else would it be?
And that is why I'm letting you know, I know the guys, and I know that's not their only goal. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Stephen A., they started off 0-2. I get you. They're flossing about an East Conference flag, which ain't nothing.
That's my point.
But when you start off 0-2, and you've lost at home, and you've lost to your rivals at home, now you go to New York and tap it. Then you come here, and the Eagles, now everybody was blowing smoke all up their dress. Now, let's not kid ourselves. And they come up here and get trucked. So I think it's more of a, hey, the fellas are getting back more than they were flossing. That's how I looked at it.
I got it. And what I'm saying is, as someone who's not in the nation's capital, but is watching from a distance, recognizing the talent that they have and the potential that they have, my attitude is, hell with the damn NFC East. You in a position where you could take it all. So to me, that's small time, in my opinion. You went out, you said $75 million, gave $50 million guaranteed to Josh. You got him and Breland in your secondary. You got Kerrigan and the crew and Baker and the crew on defense. Offensively, you got a quarterback that came off a good year. He's betting on himself. You got two premier wide receivers. Jordan Reed, hopefully he gonna come back. He can make some noise. This kid, Matt Jones, could be big time. I'm looking at y'all and I'm saying NFC East is small time to me. Y'all should be thinking about more. And that's not to say that you're not thinking about it. But when you walk off the field talking about you the NFC East champ, I was like, so?
People, please. Please pull the wool back from your eyes. Please tell me you did not just hear Stephen A. Smith change his entire argument to now side with what was just said to him. Please tell me you heard that.
What, you want a cookie? No, nobody else in the division was even 500. That's how I'm looking at it.
Let me address that real quick. You see, a lot of you people want to say that the Redskins didn't beat any teams above 500 when we won the NFC East Championship last year. But see, let me tell you something. When you do your math, people, when you do your math, understand that some of the teams that we beat on the way to being NFC East champions, the reason why they weren't above 500 is because we beat them. Understand that. Understand there are teams that we swept last year. And if they would have had one, or even if they would have had one or two of those victories, they would have been above 500. But for the fact that they lost to us, made them under 500. You see, listen here, motherfucker. The goal isn't to let me cherry pick this team, this team, this team. This is what the NFL said. Washington Redskins, these are the teams that you're going to play. I can't control what the fuck Dallas does against another team. I can't control what the hell the Giants do against another team. I can't control what the Eagles do against another team. Those are out of our reach. I can only control what happens when we play them. You see what I'm saying? So if these teams that we kick the shit out of go out and lose a bunch of other games, it's not our fucking fault. If we put the blueprint out on how the hell to beat a team and everyone after us beats them, it's not our fucking fault. You see what I'm saying? Stay with me, folks. Before we beat the Ravens last week, everyone talked about how the Ravens were such a good team. But now the Redskins beat them. Then the next team that they played got beat by using the same blueprint that we put down. Because everybody's kicking their fucking ass right now, it's not our fault. We did what we were supposed to do. Get your shit together, Steven.
That's all.
Well, I think they're all looking at it the same way as you are, actually. So, hey, we're all on the same page. Good news.
So what I'm saying is, if that's the case, then what's the problem with what I had to say?
Well, because I think it was the context. At the moment, it wasn't about a big picture. That's all. And again, like you said, it doesn't matter. We all agree on that.
Doing talk radio and beyond, y'all comment just like I do every day about what we see from afar. And you give your perspective. What's the problem? So suddenly I did it and it's a problem? What's the problem?
The problem is you took shit out of context. The problem is now you're backtracking your whole fucking argument on this radio show.
Well, you got to tell me. Let me just ask y'all this question while I'm on the air with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Would any of y'all be satisfied? And included, was that Brian that said he didn't invite me?
But I wouldn't assume that they were satisfied, though. That's the difference between you and I. I wouldn't assume that they were. So to make your comments, you had to assume something. If a guy came out the field, I'm happy for them because they won a game. I wouldn't give a damn what their thoughts are beyond that.
But, Brian, what I'm saying to you is, of course I'm assuming. Everybody is that don't have a relationship with them that you have. You're the one who knows. How many people know? How many radio shows going on all over the country or television shows going on all over the country that know the players like you do? Who are they, Brian? Everybody assuming. So what's the problem?
Everybody don't assume.
Okay, bro. I don't even know what to say to you about that.
Everybody doesn't assume. Some people make a comment without an assumption. And some people stop at an assumption or they stop at a comment.
So if I got a tape or you doing radio, you trying to tell me I can find no show that you have done where you've ever assumed something, ever?
I'm telling you that when you start taking it to a challenge about come on here, this, that, and the other, you're going beyond. Let me finish. Can you let me finish?
Wait a minute. Deepsters, wait a minute. Did you hear that? Deepses, did you hear that? We were playing. We were playing. I was just playing. Everybody else got in on the joke except for you. You thought I was a serious sports reporter. You thought I was a serious anchor. I was just playing, Brian Mitchell.
Taking it, but no, a lot of people don't take that as playing. You take it beyond the actual football, and
that's
then you put
true.
It into a
that's
situation like you're challenging someone's manhood.
That's
now,
true.
That
that's
puts
true.
You in a different
that's
light.
That's true.
Well, that's an assumption
true.
Then. I'm assuming
that's
like you
that's
now.
That's true.
I'm assuming like you now.
That's fine. Well, then that would make you guilty of what I said.
So I'm assuming like you now. So I'm giving you a little bit of what you gave.
Well, that's fine. That's cool. But I'm telling you, that wasn't the case. And I'm telling you, Chris Baker knows that.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
We'll see.
So it's all good. So we didn't need to have like a peace treaty with Baker and you then?
Not at all.
Oh, good. Okay.
Not at all. I even went on TV and said this. We're playing with talking sports, y'all, and I had fun with it. I did that this morning.
Well, good, because, I mean, no offense, but,
I tell you what. When these people get to backtracking, and these people get to, but I was just, you know, I mean no harm by nothing. I don't want no trouble with nothing. We was just, you know, blah blah blah, whatever. Listen here. We about to close this show out. As I told you guys in the beginning, I reached out to two Eagles fans. One, a Philadelphia original, born and raised. One, well, let's just say was a little bit more transient in his decision making. 15WA, Philly's finest, born and raised. He declined my offer because, see, we've been getting into it. He and I were at the game. We've been getting into it since before the game started. The other is a IDS family member, Mr. Kmart. And I reached out to Mr. Kmart, and he wasn't able to get to us. And I didn't know if he was ducking me, or I didn't know if he was busy or work or whatever. But in his defense, Mr. Kmart did call me back. I don't know if you guys heard a little brief pause in the recording today, but I had to take a little pause and answer Mr. Kmart's call to see if he would indeed come on the line and rap to us, and he was kind enough to do so. So without further ado, Mr. Kmart.
What's going on, everybody?
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. Big B, let's just cut to the fact. I don't duck nobody. I talk my shit. And I come back in, win or lose, I come and take it. What's up?
Well, I'm so thankful for that. And since you don't duck and you do show up win or lose, talk to me with that big L around your neck.
Well, you know what? Hey, you know, hey, like I said, I got to take the L. Hey, Washington played better. They, for once, they played better than us.
Wait. You haven't beat us in a year and a half.
But overall, over the last how many years, how many times we whipped y'all asses?
How far back in history do you want to go, sir?
Clearly
this show that's taking place on October 19th has now turned into a history lesson. So how far back do you want to go to talk about your Philadelphia Eagles?
How far? Hey, we can go back to the 90s.
I tell you what, let's start in 1842. Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Want to start there?
Hey, where do you want to take it? How far back
do you want to go? Kunta Kinte got off the ship. They told him his name was Toby. They whipped him. How far back in history do you really want to go?
I mean, we can take it back to when Columbus came in and shot the Indians.
Okay, well, I mean, that's great. But see, here's the thing. Anyone who's anyone doesn't give a damn about that. They want to know the cold, hard facts. And like I said earlier on this show, if the NFL was the National Shoehorn League, Horseshoe League, well then I would take my hat off to the Philadelphia Eagles because ain't nobody got closer than y'all did on a consistent basis.
Well, no. I mean, because I can name a couple teams that's gotten there even closer.
No. I didn't say – no, see, that's where you and people of your elk – mistake. I didn't say got there, because if you're going to get there, now you're talking NFL, National Football League. I said the National Horseshoe League, where the object is to get as close as possible, but not actually fucking get it. That's where you guys reign supreme. You guys get there close a lot. Oh, we had a lot of good years. We had a lot of good years. The point is not to have good years, sir. Super Bowl championships is the point. While you put those shoulder pads on, you put them helmets on, you put them cleats on, you risk life and limb, you suffer through concussions, and you do it to win a championship. Let me tell you something. I played football and basketball, but I mainly played basketball.
Right.
Same. And in high school, my coach had a saying. Every time somebody shot an air ball, he would say, he'd pull him aside and he would say, son, there ain't nothing up there but glass and iron. If you don't hit either one of those, you ain't playing basketball. You might as well go play soccer, do something else. You see what I'm saying? And it's the same mentality that I have for Philadelphia Eagles fan. If you just strap on your shit to sell some fucking Coca-Cola, Budweiser's, and popcorn, well, you're in it for the wrong reasons. I understand this is a billion-dollar revenue stream for the owner of the team, and it's a million-dollar revenue stream for the city of Philadelphia. But somewhere lost in all of that is the goal, and that's to get a trophy. You guys haven't done that.
True.
Okay. So what are we doing? Are we now Real Madrid? Are we playing soccer now? Or are we still back in the National Horseshoe League?
No, we're talking about the National Football League.
Okay.
Like I said, hey, just really just one of the things. Hey, you guys actually outplayed us. Hey, I give you guys credit. You guys ran the ball down our damn throats. You guys beat up our rookie right tackle. Hey, shit happens. I'm not gonna give out no excuses. I'm not gonna give out no excuses. Hey, y'all won. Hey.
Now let me ask you. Have you had a chance to listen to all of Mr. Stephen A. Smith's rants?
No. I've actually taken a break from First Take.
Okay. Well, let me just give you a little nutshell preview. Okay. And you can go back and listen to, because I played the whole thing on the show so far. So Stephen A. Smith. Okay, so just to kind of bring you up to speed real quick. As the Redskins were walking off the field, walking through the locker room, and you said you played sports at some point, right?
Yes, certainly did.
Okay. What is your feeling as you walk off the hardwood or as you walk off the gridiron? What is your feelings? What are your emotions, win or lose, at that point?
Shoot, if we win, shoot, hey, we kick their ass. So, hey, I mean, regardless.
But everything's on 1,000, whether you're mad as fuck or you're happy as fuck. You're on 1,000, right?
Of course. Swagger's on a high.
Exactly. Okay, so as the Redskins are walking off and they're walking past the media that's assembled in the hallway, you know, some media members made some comments to the players as they walk past. Two of the players, Ricky Jean-Francois and Mr. Baker, responded back to them. And what they said to them was they reminded them that you motherfuckers been sitting here sucking all this Philadelphia dick, but you forgot who is the defending NFC's champion. Now, as a Philadelphia Eagle fan, I ask you, who is the defending NFC's champion?
Well, it was just a simple question.
It was just a simple question.
I mean, no, hey, the Redskins got it.
Okay, that's all I got.
They hold the crown.
Okay, so until there is a new NFC's champion, the Redskins are your defending NFC's champions, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Stephen A. Smith took liberty in the fact that Baker and Francois responded to the reporters. And what he did was he took their response out of context and said, oh, these guys are walking off the field beating their chest like they accomplished something and they were happy that they the NFC East champions. No, that's not what happened, sir. They responded to something that was said to them and they reminded, wait a minute, don't disrespect us. We still are the NFC East, the defending NFC East champions. And until we're dethroned, and currently we're on a 4-game winning streak, and currently we're 1 game out of first place, and currently I'm not going to get into the whole if game, but if Green Bay would have won, we'd be tied for first place. Let's put all the factors out there. Things would be much different right about now.
But you know what, babe? Like you said, but we can't play the what if
we
game.
We can't play the what if game. But you know what? We can play. We can play the truth game. And the truth game is, after 3 weeks, everyone wanted to suck some Philadelphia dick.
Everyone wanted to talk about
what a phenom rookie quarterback you guys had. Everybody wanted to talk about how amazing the Philadelphia Eagles are. Everybody wanted to talk about how amazing your coaching staff was. How amazing your receiving core was. But then, I said, truth had to come in play. And now you have to reap what you sow. You see, when you cheat and you're on drugs and you do shit against the rules, you lose valuable players. You're telling me to stop, but did that happen?
No,
what happened to your lineman? What happened to your lineman?
Hear me out.
What happened to your lineman?
Is he on suspension
right now because of drugs?
Hey, you know what? I can't defend Lane Johnson. I mean, hey, I
is
was on the Brother
on
Layman
suspension
show.
Because
I've already
of
called
drugs.
Him out. Yeah, I've called him out.
Okay,
I've called him out.
The actions that you do affect your team. That's just bottom line, big picture. Okay,
I'm totally. I've made that point. And as soon as the game was on, and as soon as the first play. I already put it out there. I said, there you go. You see what being a dumbass will get you.
Yeah, all right.
So you know what? So me personally, hey, I can't back what Lane Johnson did because he's a flat out dumbass. I mean, okay. This is the second time he got popped for PEDs. I can't defend that. So you know what?
There we go. So we're basically saying the same things.
So I can't defend that.
So my point is, you know. You play what's in front of you.
Told.
So that's just it. So my whole point is it's like 3 weeks in, everybody wanted some of Philly and this quarterback, he may be in his first year, but he's not a rookie. He's a phenom. He's this, he's that, he's cool under pressure, blah, blah, blah. Am I wrong? Is that not what everyone was saying? NFL Network, ESPN,
you know what?
But
you know what? That's the problem. Everybody listens to the NFL networks. I mean, unfortunately, not everybody actually dives in and actually sees what I actually see. I mean, yeah, we got to a 3-0 start, but I also seen holes.
Exactly.
That, I mean, if the right team is exposed, I knew something would happen. But luckily enough, it wasn't exposed in Cleveland. It wasn't exposed against Chicago or Pittsburgh. But hey, I mean, but like I said,
okay. But listen to what you just said. Cleveland, that's fucking what, Our Lady of Sorrows High School? Chicago, have they won anything this year?
But you know what,
wait a minute, have they won anything this year?
I'm not sure, I don't think so.
What is the combined record of the three teams that you've beat? I think it might be 0-12?
No, because
2-1? I'm gonna give 2 wins at most. I don't even know what it is.
No, because Pittsburgh has 4 wins.
Okay, Pittsburgh. The anomaly. Okay, so 4-16.
I mean, well, you really can't call that an anomaly because they tore y'all ass on opening day.
Yes, they did. Absolutely, they did. And guess what? Just like they caught us sleeping, you caught them sleeping. What does that mean?
Caught y'all sleeping?
What does that mean?
B, come on. Caught y'all slipping? No, it should have been the other way around. Y'all supposed to catch them sleeping. They're the ones who people are penciling to say, oh, they're the best team. They're going to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
People predicting Pittsburgh to go to the Super Bowl.
Okay, so if that's the case, then they did what they're supposed to do. They were supposed to beat us, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so they beat us. Okay, and you beat them.
Right.
And we beat the shit out you. So where does this go?
And like I said, you over here, y'all was one dumb penalty away from having kicking a field goal like towards the end of the half. Stop it.
Okay. Stop it. How many points did your offense score Sunday?
Answer the question.
How many points did your offense score?
But how much did our defense?
Six points. 6 points. We spotted you 14 points, sir.
We spotted you 14 points. No.
Kirk Cousins threw a stupid-ass pass off his back foot for
Who
a pick six.
That?
It was his fault.
Exactly.
Merry Christmas. Take your gift, unwrap it, play with that motherfucker, and be quiet about it. We got called on a bullshit call that the NFL has already said was an incorrect call for unsportsmanlike, for something that this guy's been doing since he came in the league back when he played for San Francisco.
Oh, you're talking about when he shot the ball?
Exactly, which gave you guys an extra 15 yards on the kickoff.
Whose fault is that, though?
Well, technically, the NFL has taken ownership of that.
No.
But the point is this.
Brian, you got
14 gift points. What did you do besides that?
But you know what?
You kicked two field goals.
But you know what? Out of all that, we still had a chance to win, though.
Guess what?
Yeah. We didn't win, but you guys, just like I told you
in the beginning, National Horseshoe League, you guys are the king of explaining of how close you got, but couldn't fucking do it. You couldn't seal the deal. It's just like I said earlier in the show, back when we was kids, we didn't come outside and brag to our friends about, hey, y'all, I almost got some pussy from Keisha. No, you came outside, you said, hey, y'all, smell my fingers, I got that pussy. You guys are still talking about how close you got. Oh, I got a hug. I'm close. Get the fuck out of here, dude. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about how close y'all keep getting this shit.
It's not really that. It's just the fact, man, you may see me, y'all beat y'all just like the shortest 45-20. Man, come on.
If you take the 14 points that we gave you back.
You know what I mean? But you know what? Let's call it what it is. It was a close game y'all won.
It's an L. No. That's not what it really is. What it is an L. Ride it.
You know what? And you know what?
Ride that train.
Yep. It's an L. And you know what? Hey, I got to accept it. As a matter of fact, I was actually fine about like the Sunday after because, I mean, hey. Like I said, everybody's saying we're going 2-14, 3-13.
Lose
so you
mentality.
Know what? Let me explain something to you.
As a functioning member of the National Football League with 3 Super Bowl championships, I'm still vomiting from our loss to Pittsburgh. I'm still vomiting from our loss to the Cowboys because I don't like doing L's. And the fact that you could take a fresh L from a division team and say that you're fine about it is just more proof as to why you're an Eagles fan.
Unfortunately, you had choices in life.
You could be with a 49ers, a stellar team.
You could be with the Raiders, a stellar team.
Why though? And you chose to go to the bottom of the barrel and be pulled down like amongst the muck of a team that idolizes as a city that idolizes false gods fucking statues of Rocky. He fucking doesn't exist. He's not a real person. You got statues of motherfuckers that don't exist. And this is what you choose? This is who you choose to get in bed with?
Yep, sure did. You know what? Hey, I rep my team. Hey, love my team. Hey, and I'll go out there. I'll go support. Call it what you want. Call it what you want. I'll still rep my team.
Kmart, I love you like a little brother I never had. And I'm thankful that you came on the show with us and rapped to us. I got to bring the show to a close. I encourage you to go back and listen to the show so you can hear all of what Mr. Stephen A. Smith had to say.
Yeah.
But as I close out this show,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave the listeners with my latest dedication to the Philadelphia Eagles. I hope you all enjoy. I am your man, Big B. Didn't mean for this show to go this long. I thought it was going to be about 30 minutes. Went a little bit longer. If you have any comments, feedbacks, send it to 202-750-1437. That's 202-750-1IDS. Or you can email it to indeepshow@yahoo.com. Spell straight out. INDEEPSHOW @yahoo.com. For my man Kmart, I am your man Big B. This is IDS. Talk to you later.